It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend, and welcome to a brand new week of Fresh Oil. I'm Pastor Keith Manley, and this episode marks the beginning of a powerful new series we're doing this week. It's entitled, The Oil Still Flows, Living in the Power of the Holy Spirit. And in this first teaching today, we're going to take a deep look at what it means to live under the anointing and how the Holy Spirit comes not only to comfort us, but to break chains. Our theme today is taken from the prophetic words from Isaiah in chapter 10 and verse 27, where it says this, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off your shoulder and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." This single verse reveals a powerful truth that every believer needs to understand. See, the anointing of the Holy Spirit does not merely soothe or lessen our burdens. It utterly destroys the yokes that hold us captive. Let's dive deep into this truth today now. To fully grasp what Isaiah is saying, we must first understand the meaning of a yoke. I'm not talking about the yellow part of an egg. You see, in the ancient world, a yoke was a heavy wooden frame, and it was placed over the necks of oxen or other beasts of burden. And the yoke would keep the animals aligned, and it would control their movements. Whenever the master would turn the yoke, the animals were forced to follow. So when the Bible uses this powerful imagery of a yoke, it's speaking of bondage, control, and burden in our life. Spiritually speaking, a yoke is anything that places you under oppressive control, anything that restricts your movement in the kingdom of God. It limits your freedom, or it dictates the direction of your life without your consent. Sound very familiar to addiction? It is. Yokes are not just symbolic, they're real. They're spiritual mechanisms that press down upon your soul, and they keep believers from walking in freedom that Christ has already purchased for you on the cross. Yokes can take many forms. There's the yoke of sin, where the flesh leads and the spirit's dragged along into somewhere God does not want us to go. There's the yoke of fear. It enslaves people and it binds the heart and it paralyzes your movement. Then there's the yoke of religion. Oh, we've been there. Which loads people down with man-made rules and guilt. There's the yoke of trauma, shame, and emotional wounds that continue to influence choices long after the event has passed. Post-traumatic stress syndrome. Events that happen in your life and they enslave you and trap you for years. And Isaiah is declaring that a day is coming, a moment, when these yokes will be destroyed. Not just managed, not loosened or lightened, but he gives the impression they will be obliterated. And how? Not by effort, not by discipline, not by our superior wisdom or intellect, but the yoke shall be destroyed, the Bible said, because of the anointing. And you might be thinking today, Keith, what is the anointing? Well, the anointing in Scripture always speaks about the presence of the Holy Spirit and His power at work in and upon a person to accomplish God's purposes. In the Old Testament, prophets, priests, and kings were anointed with oil as a physical sign of spiritual empowerment. Now, the oil was symbolic, but the power behind it was real. David was anointed by Samuel. Remember when Samuel came to the house of Jesse and he reviews all the sons and did not sense that any of them was to be the next king? And he said, "Don't you have another son? Well, there's David. He's the young one. He's out with the sheep. Go get him." And when Samuel saw David, he said, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before me." And he took the bottle of oil and he put it upon David and anointed him. And David was empowered from that day forward. See, Isaiah's declaration that the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing uses a very specific Hebrew word, shemen, and that means fat or oil. And the picture here is of something becoming so enlarged, so thick, so full, that the yoke can no longer contain it. It's a growth and an expansion that just causes the yoke to break under the pressure. Now here's the principle. When the anointing of the Spirit increases in your life, the things that once controlled you can no longer hold you down. The yoke breaks not by human striving. It's not that you just get more willpower or you get stronger, but it's a divine overflow of the presence of God. And this is why we must not settle for a dry faith. A yoke is always easier to wear when you're empty. But when the oil begins to flow, when the Spirit is saturated with the presence of God in our lives, the enemy's grip, it starts to crack. You know, I think about Jesus and the anointing. In Luke 4, verse 18, Jesus walks into a synagogue. He opens up the scroll of Isaiah, and he declares that day, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and to set at liberty them that are bruised." Notice what Jesus is saying here. He's not operating under mere human compassion. He's operating under a divine anointing. He was a man anointed by God. And what does the anointing do? First of all, he said it's going to preach good news to the poor. And it heals broken hearts. It liberates those who've been captive. You see, friend, the anointing will break addiction in your life. It opens blind eyes. All of a sudden, revelation will come into your heart because God's anointing is there. And when you read the scripture, it begins to come alive to you. And it sets the bruised free. He said to set at liberty them that are bruised. If you've been bruised in your life, have you gone through pain and suffering where someone has deeply hurt you? Can I tell you today that Jesus wants to set you free? He wants to liberate you from being enslaved by the pain that you've experienced in your life. Jesus didn't come just to forgive your sin. He came to break your bondage. And he did it not with natural force. He did it under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The same anointing that was on Christ now abides in the life of every Spirit-filled believer. The Spirit of God dwells in you, my friend, not as a passive force, but as a burden-lifting, yoke-breaking, life-releasing power. Too many Christians today live under unnecessary pressure because they're striving in the flesh rather than flowing in the Spirit. I'm just finishing up writing a new book, part two of my book, The Grace Revolution, and I talk about the enslavement of this performance trap that we get under with the law. We try to be good enough where one day we'll impress God, and he will say, "Okay, you're good enough now. I'll bless you." See, friend, Jesus did everything on the cross so that you and I could receive it and experience his power in our life. So many people just, they try harder. They pray longer, they grit their teeth, and they push forward, but the yoke remains. Why is that? It's because human effort alone cannot break spiritual oppressing. See, sometimes it's not just natural things, it's Satan bringing his oppression, and only God's anointing can break that. That's why Paul said this in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. He said, "Stand fast, therefore." Now, I've taught you when you see the word therefore, stop and see what it's there for. God's going to say something heavy. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with a yoke of bondage." See, Paul understood that even after salvation, a believer can return to those old yokes if they don't stay under the influence of the Spirit. Your flesh will always pull you back to your performance, but the Spirit will lead you into freedom. And let me tell you this, the anointing doesn't make you better at managing bondage. It sets you free from bondage. And how do we walk in this anointing? First of all, know this, the anointing is not a feeling, it's a reality. So many people think the anointing is just the goosebumps that they feel when Christian music is being sung or a preacher is shouting. But listen, that's not the anointing. The anointing is God's presence and His power at work in our midst. Secondly, we cultivate the anointing from yieldedness. See, the anointing flows where the heart is surrendered to God. And this means we come to God daily, not in self-sufficiency, but in humility. And thirdly, you maintain the anointing through fellowship with the Spirit. You spend time in God's presence. Pray in His Spirit. Meditate on His Word. Worship with a sincere heart. These aren't just religious duties, friend. They're the very pipelines through which the oil of the Holy Spirit flows. And finally, we recognize the purpose of the anointing is not just for our personal benefit, but it's for kingdom impact. The anointing on your life is meant to bring freedom to others, to those around you, to your family and to your friends, to speak words that pierce, to pierce the darkness and break the chains, to pray prayers that heal, to walk into rooms that can shift the entire atmosphere because the Spirit of God rests upon you. So let me ask you plainly today, what yoke is resting on your neck today? What are the burdens today that you've carried for so long that you now just call it normal? What lie have you believed that has shaped your identity, your decisions, and your walk with God? The Spirit of God wants to break through that yoke today, not with noise, not with striving, but with fresh oil. This is not about hype. It's not about emotionalism. This is the very promise of the Scripture. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Let the oil of His presence today saturate your life again. Let His Spirit rise within you until that yoke no longer fits around your neck, until the neck of your spirit becomes so strong, so filled, so enlarged that the grip of the enemy is broken once and for all. Friend, I want to pray for you today. If you've been struggling in your life with addiction, if you've been walking in bondage because of the pain of the past, I've got good news today. Jesus came to set you free. He paid the price upon the cross for every sin you ever committed or ever will commit. And today He wants to offer to you freedom from that bondage. He wants to offer you fresh oil in your life. Father, I thank You today for the oil that still flows. I thank You that the anointing is not a thing of the past, but it's a present power right now in our lives. I lift up every person listening today under a bondage, everyone who has a burden, either emotional, spiritual, mental, or even physical. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit rise in them and upon them and break every yoke today, every weight. Release Your people into freedom and let them walk, not in fear or in performance, but in Your presence. We ask this today in Jesus' name. Thank you, friend, for joining me today for Fresh Oil. This is just the beginning. In our next episode, we're going to be talking about fresh oil for dry seasons. Join me tomorrow right here.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.